Hello, good evening, are all of you, wherever you're at, throughout the world, an opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. The teachings we're going to be speaking are hard, difficult. You'll have to humble yourself to hear the words of the Apostle Paul, spoken by the Spirit of God in Ephesians chapter 5. Our traditional religion won't teach this. They won't teach this. They lose their whole crowd. Everybody leave. But God teaches this through His servant. I'm Noel Davidson, the servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. I lay the foundation, and I lie not, nor do I fear to teach this word. God upholds me. God supplies all my needs. God keeps me healthy. So I'm not afraid. If you get mad and throw a brick at me, it'll miss me. You know, some fool threw a shoe at President Bush. Isn't that amazing? A fool. Well, I hope there are no fools around because it won't hit me. It'll just fall somewhere. Bob Gartner will be reading from the fifth chapter of Ephesians. Humble yourself and listen what the Spirit of God is saying. Bob?
Verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Be followers of God. You get that? Don't follow a man. Don't follow a man. Follow God. Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice, a stranger's voice, they will not follow. Jesus will lead you and guide you. Follow him. Next verse.
Verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named.
Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be what?
Once named among you as becometh saints.
Not named once among you. That becometh saints?
That's right.
Yeah. Covetousness, fornication, and uncleanness. That spiritual fornication and physical fornication. Don't let it be named among you. Notice fornication and covetousness and uncleanness all together. Yeah. Fornication is not the worst sin in the world. Covetousness may not be the worst sin in the world. Uncleanness may not be the worst sin in the world. But let me tell you, what is the worst sin you can commit? Other gods before you. Other gods. Other gods. That's, I believe, the first commandment. First of the ten. Thou shalt have no other gods before you. None. That's worse. That's worse. When you have other gods before you, you know what? God is out, cut out of your life. If you commit adultery, God can correct you. If you covet, God can correct you. If you worship other gods, then God doesn't even know you. Next verse, Bob.
Verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.
Yeah, you see that? Giving of thanks. Giving of thanks. That's what you do. Let's move on.
5. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
You hear that? No whoremonger. No whoremonger. No covetous person, which is an idolater. Idolater. And all covetous people and all idolaters will go to the pit. Covet. You know, the name it and claim it much. The blab it and grab it much. Nothing but idolatry. Nothing but idolatry. I was in Tulsa one afternoon at some people's house. They were graduates of Rhema Bible Training Center. I believe that man was a graduate of the 74 class. And they were talking. I had a swimming pool in my yard in Fairview, Texas. They were talking to me about it. I said, yeah, God gave it to me. And they just went crazy. Okay, we need to build us a pool. Call the money. Call the money. I call the money. Call the money. I call the money. Call the money to build me a pool. I thought, yeah, you call the money to build you a pool, you're nothing but a pool. Is anybody here breathing? I didn't call the money to build a pool. God gave it to me and said, build it. Next.
Hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God?
No covetous person.
Right.
No whoremonger.
Exactly.
Has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, right?
That's right.
There was another one. What was it?
No unclean person?
Unclean person. That's it. Thank you. Always need help. Let's go.
6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience.
Look, let no man deceive you. All of the things that has been mentioned in the last couple of minutes in these previous verses causes the wrath of God to come upon you, and that's what's up on America this night. Next.
7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you are sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord.
Light in the Lord. Thank you.
Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
No fellowship with darkness. None. Don't have fellowship with darkness. Reprove it in the person you're walking with. Next.
12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.
You know, Mom, that convicted me once. That got my heart. Because it's a shame to even talk about what these people do.
Amen.
Did you know that? You do now.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I tell you, I felt like a sinner, and I was, to even talk about what they do. Oh my God, are they wicked? Are they unclean? Are they whoremongers? Are they fornicators? Are they covetous? I guess they are. I'll tell you, they are. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I posted something last night. I don't know how many of you read it. But years ago, in 1985, I went to Africa, to Zimbabwe, and taught for 15 days, 14 or 15. And I got, I sent a lot of tapes over. And you know what? I got a letter one day from this person. They said, I know what DD stands for in your name. Devil driver. DD? Yeah, well, you know, Devil driver has been exposed, you know that? Driving devils. Glory. Hallelujah. You better watch your devil. You may end up in a place you don't want to go. Next.
13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light.
Notice, the light, which is the gospel, is what makes manifest all of the wickedness in our lives. Let's go.
14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Right.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Oh, wait a minute. Walk circumspectly, not as fools. Is that wild? Don't walk as a fool. Right? Is that what that says?
Yes.
That don't walk as a fool. Don't walk as a fool. Bob, would you read that again?
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
As wise?
As wise.
Oh, yes. Not as fools, but walk as wise. Next verse.
16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. You know, 20-some years ago, I don't even recall when it was, 80s, I felt like I was maybe not very wise, but I believe God told me that he was redeeming my time, and he was turning the clock back on my life. Did you know I'm 81 years of age? I guess. But you know, I believe God turned my life back 20 years.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That means I'm 61.
Amen.
Well, how old are you? You see, God was about to let me be some old, feeble, lazy person leading his people. He put me through a lot of tough things. But I absolutely believe that God told me he turned my life back 20 years. So, today I'm 61. I don't care what my birth certificate says. How's that? Did you know there was a man came to this sanctuary? Came to this sanctuary? And he was speaking. I'm sorry. He came by satellite to this sanctuary. And he said a prophet came to him. I said that God wanted to roll his life back 20 years. And you know what that man said to that prophet? Well, roll my wife's back 20 years too. I don't want to live with an old woman. Anybody remember who said that? Well, he's not in heaven. He's in heaven today. R.W. Shambach. But I believe God rolled mine back. People bothered about me, you know. You know, you're getting old. Heck, I'm not old. Gee whiz. You call me old, you're going to offend God. You know, that's amazing. I was born in 32, and he rolled my age back. Now, I was born in 52.
Hallelujah.
When I went into the Navy. I didn't think I was going to be this wild tonight. You know, Bob, I don't come here expecting to be wild. But God makes you look wild sometimes, you know. Glory to all of you that been wanting to bury me. I tell you what you do. Go buy your grave plot and order some flowers because you may not have enough money to buy them when they put you in that grave. Next.
17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
Get that. Don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Next.
And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess.
And I'm not.
But be filled with the Spirit.
And I am.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
And I do.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And I do that as well.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Oh, wait a minute. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Is that verse 21?
That's 21.
You know, God knows the Bible.
Amen.
Submitting yourselves unto one another in the fear of the Lord. You know, why God, no, I don't know why. You know, God said that just before he spoke some of the most controversial words in the world today. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Now, you know, people don't start out reading that verse. Now, Bob, I know you are a man that has studied chemistry.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Organic, inorganic.
True.
And biological. Is that right?
Yes.
Chemistry. I know that. Now, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord, then the next verse doesn't void that verse, would it?
No.
Okay. So let's go to verse, what is it, 22?
22.
Let's read that.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Oh, now, can we say this? Husbands, submit yourselves unto your wives in the fear of the Lord.
No.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. In a husband and a wife, one another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brother Bob, I want you to know this was hard for this Southwest Missouri barn boy to swallow. I didn't know what God, I thought God was speaking in riddles. Submit yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord, right? In the fear of the Lord. Fear is reverence. So, when your wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. Read that verse for me, 22.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
As unto the Lord. You get that? Now, husbands, submit yourselves unto the will of God in your wife. Oh? You hear me?
Yeah.
If it's the will of God.
Right.
You know, I was an equine practitioner. Horse veterinarian, but I did some small animal work. And Patty, who's my first wife, God gave her to me in 1952. She's in heaven, thank God. And after I started following the Lord, I was doing some small animal work. And the thing I was doing was a simple piece of surgery on a dog. And Patty had watched me do a half a dozen since I started following God. And I had trouble with every one of them. Every one of them. And one day, Bob, now here's an example. I was preparing to, but I was doing some surgery on this dog. And you know what Miss Patty P said? That's what I call her. Her name was Patty. P-A-T-T-I. She said, have you ever thought of praying? I said, thought of praying? I'm a professional. Could you believe that, Miss Terry, that I'd be that honorary? Where's Antoinette? I'm going to shake her
hand. Yeah, right down here. Here I am.
Early.
Yeah.
I said, pray I can do these things, this little piece of surgery with my eyes closed. Is Claudia here?
Yes.
Right there. God bless you, dear. But you know what? I said, I'm going to listen to this one. You know what that was doing, Bob? Submitting myself to my wife in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Nothing wrong with that, Bob.
Right.
Oh, it's hard. But, you know, you have to watch, because if you ever submit once, they think that's eternal. KD, you still in here?
Yeah.
I tell you, apostles of God can speak plain. That's the only way they speak. Now, I have to tell you another testimony. It was sick. God had dealt with me through my wife. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't care if you get offended. She was wrong a lot more times than she was right. And I didn't always listen to her. And that didn't go well with her. But there was a preacher, a Baptist preacher, a spirit-filled Baptist preacher. Now that's right uptown with spirit-filled Baptist, right? Not Baptist and aren't spirit. Spirit-filled, that's taboo. And he brings the same piece of surgery in a dog to me. And so I was attending their Baptist church from time to time. See, Bob, I'll go anywhere. I don't care. Wherever God sends me. So guess what? He brings this dog, and I didn't say anything, didn't make a big issue. I prayed before I did the surgery. He asked me, could I watch you? I said, sure, come on. Come on, you know, I fixed him up. Everything's cool. And he said, and so I prayed. And, you know, I went to church, to that Baptist church not long after that. You know what that rotten rat did? That demon in that man got up and made fun of me and told me, said I was too spiritual for my own good. All that offended him. You know that? Well, I'll tell you, Billy Graham, all of you ought to pray before you do anything. And the Pope, I'll tell you the same thing. Glory. When the church can submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. You know, there's some ladies, women around me that walk in the Spirit, and there's some men that walk in a spirit. And it's the wrong spirit. And they get so upset if a woman can hear God. Well, I don't get upset. Why? Because I submit myself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Amen. See? Now, Brother Bob, 22, read it again, then go to 23.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body.
See, that's why you submit, because the husband's the head of the wife. But if the wife happens to be right in the spirit, husband, who is her head, says, okay, I yield to God. If you listen to me, I've been teaching this 30 years, you know it? In this building. If you listen to what God is saying, it'll benefit you greatly. Amen. Next.
24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
In everything. Oh, but you just told us an example to where the husband had to submit to the wife. Yes, it was in reverence to God. It was the Spirit of God in her. Understand? It was the Spirit of God in Patty. You know what Patty said to me once? Well, you know, God bless her. I've talked things about her a lot. She hated me so bad when I started following God. Yeah. And her and I went to high school together 1 year. Then after that, 2 years after that, I joined the Navy. God told me to marry, and I did. And so I was in the Navy, and then I went to University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine. And old Patty, when I started following God, Patty got so mad at me. She hated my guts, the devil in her. Her heart did. And one day she was throwing a tantrum. She said, I didn't marry a preacher. I said, and you didn't marry a veterinarian either. You married a sailor with one little white stripe on his arm. She does right. You know what? She didn't like the way I was going. She didn't like the way God was leading me. Well, she went to heaven. Before she went to heaven, 2 years before she went to heaven. Oh, there was war in my house. All kinds of hell. But I'll tell you what, I loved her. Never stopped loving her. Not one day. Not one day did I ever stop loving her. And 2 years before she went to heaven, I was walking through the house one night. She was sitting there. No, I was sitting in a chair and she walked by. And she walked over and put her arm around me and gave me a hug and said, Doyle, thank God for you. If it hadn't been for you, we'd all, if it hadn't been for what you believe and what you prayed, we'd all gone to hell.
Amen.
You know that was worth all of her ranting and raving? You know that?
Amen.
Well, it was. Do you want to be in heaven? I do. I want everybody in heaven. Thank God. Now, where are we going next, Brother Bob?
25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Is that wild? You know what? 1972 or 3, I was obeying God. Patty was raising hell. Oh, listen, the devil can raise all kinds of hell and do all kinds of wicked things. And she was so mad at me. Everything I was doing, because God was dealing with my lifestyle and hers, and both of us had been living in a very prosperous position in society. And she was so mad, she didn't know what to do. Just giving me hell. Amen. But I wouldn't move. I would not budge off of what God was telling me to do. She just threw one fit after another. Because our lifestyle went from up here, right down here, real low. And she said, "You're not following God, you're just following a man." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm obeying God." She knew that. But she didn't like it. She was kicking against the pricks. Was she ever mad? But you know what? I never stopped loving her. And that, thank you, Lord. I didn't know where I was headed, Bob. I said, "Lord, what in the world am I to do with this woman?" God said, "Love her." I said, "Love her? She's like a wild animal. How do you love her?" Anybody remember what he said to me? What?
Speak the truth.
Tell her the truth. That is right. Tell her the truth. And then it got worse, Bob. Then it got worse. Glory. You say, if you loved her, you wouldn't talk about her. Oh, shut up, devil. I know who talks that way. Next.
26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Yeah, tell her the truth. By the Spirit, sanctify her and cleanse her by the water of the word, through the Spirit. Next.
27. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Amen. Church, wife, husband, without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. That's the church Jesus Christ is coming back after. Not going to have a bunch of spotted antelope in heaven. Besides, we're not going to heaven. You know that? Oh, well, some may, but I intend to meet him in the air, come back to the earth. Amen. And I know a lot of people think like I do. Next.
28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
Oh, that's a good one, Bob, you know.
Amen.
Love your wife as your own body. Oh, but I hate me. Next.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Get that. You see, if you love your wife, you'll love yourself. Let me restate that. If you love yourself, you'll love your wife.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, you can turn God's promises around sometimes, and they really make more sense.
Right. Amen.
In other words, they're a two-way street. They go, let's go. Next.
29. For no man ever hated his own flesh.
Oh, really? That should be. But you'll find out. You hate yourself. You can't love your wife. When you stop hating yourself and love yourself and not be all puffed up, you know, and think you're so great. But in humility, love your own body. Then you can love your wife, but not until. Next.
But nourisheth and cherisheth it even as the Lord the church.
Nourish and cherish even the Lord as the church. Next.
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
Member of his body, of his flesh, and his bone. Get that? Not blood, flesh and bone. Next.
31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
That's incredible. Do you know that?
Amen.
Leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife, and they'll be as one flesh. Next.
32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Last verse. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, And the wife see that she reverence her husband. That's it.
That's well said. That's all anybody can say.